Good morning to all of you. It's a blessing to be here again. Good to see visitors and friends and so many of you. I'm not going to start with a word of prayer here this morning. Let's pray. Father, we come before you again this morning. We thank you for your many blessings you've poured out upon us, Lord. Father, this morning we just ask that you could use this time here, Father, and these thoughts that you've given me, Father, to be a blessing to your people here, and that they could feed your sheep, Father. Lord, help us to be prepared, prepare our hearts for them, Lord, and just help us to do your will here. We pray this in your name. Amen. So we'll just get started here right away. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 13. I think we'll just read the whole chapter here. All right, 1 Corinthians 13. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I'm become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long, and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in truth, bearing all things, believing all things, hoping all things, enduring all things. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecy, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I am become a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, and charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. So this morning I'd like to talk a little bit about charity. I was in our devotions this morning as I was reading through 1 Corinthians there. I read through this chapter and I was really struck by some of the things that are in here and thought about them quite a bit and felt like that's what God wanted me to share on. So we're going to attempt to do that here. It was a real challenge to me to think about some of the applications here. So, starting off, the word charity, we know it's the same Greek word as love. In Greek, it's the same word as love. But it's the agape love. It's the love that's doing something. It's not just, you know, a feeling, but it's an active love. In the Strong's definition, it says, the active love of God for His Son and His people, and the active love of his people are to have for God, each other, and even enemies. It's not just something we feel, but it's something we do. You can tell if you have the agape love by what you're doing and what's going on in your life, not just by how you feel about, you know, the present situation or whatever. It's a benevolent form of mind towards others. So it's not just, it's in a kind way. So we're going to go through some of these verses here. The first several verses we want to look at some of the things. Yeah, we'll just get started here in verse 1. Though I speak with tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I become as a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. So that word tongues there is actually, in Greek, it means languages. And I think it can also mean, our speech or whatever, the way we sound or whatever. But we think of the way an angel would talk, or the ability to talk in every language on earth. That would be quite something. And you think about all the good you could do with those gifts. But all that will do nobody any good if we don't have charity in our life. If we don't have charity in our life and it's not part of us, God can't use that gift to do anything for His glory. It's just a bunch of noise, as it says here, a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. And, there's not really, it's just a bunch of noise. And what good is a bunch of noise? So let's go on to verse 2. And though I have the gift of prophecy, understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I can remove mountains and have not charity, I'm nothing. I was kind of blown away by that when I read it, thinking about it. The gift of prophecy, is a gift of being able to, through with God speaking in our lives, it's an inspired message, but it can predict the future, or we can be through God, with God's word through us, He can use us to inspire obedience, or prophecy is an inspired message from God. It's something that God gives to us as humans. And so if we think of the gift of prophecy and the amount of benefits, or the good things that we could do with that gift, it's nothing if we don't have charity in our lives. Understand all mysteries. I think that's pretty simple English. If we wonder a lot of times about a lot of different things, but here it says, if you have the gift, you could understand all mysteries, and it would do you to be no good to anybody if there wasn't charity in our lives. All knowledge, it's the same way, and then all faith, the kind of faith that could move mountains. It says here. The kind of faith that nothing is impossible with God. It's miracle working faith. It says, so that I could remove mountains. And I think that could be literally, figuratively, and spiritually, all three. Sometimes God also moves a mountain in our life, something that may appear like it's a mountain. It's not a mountain, but it's something that's kind of like a mountain. But by faith, God can remove that as well. And spiritually, there can be things in our lives that are hard to overcome, but through faith, God can remove those as well. But that isn't of any value. That gift is of no value to us if we have, or to anybody. It's of no value. It's nothing, it says, if we don't have charity in our lives to put it to use. Saving faith is a little different. It's, saving faith is always has charity with it there, but the miracle faith could be a little different. So I was challenged as I thought about those things. What are we striving for? Most of us, we have goals in our lives. We want to be something, or we want to go somewhere. We want to do things. And there's a lot of things we can want, and a lot of good things But if we don't have charity in our lives, it don't really matter what we achieve or where we go or what we become. It's of no use. It's of no value. There's no profit to anybody. We often want to be great, and you know, greatness is a good thing. You know, humility is the key to true greatness. But what is greatness without charity? So without charity in our lives, I don't think we can't really do or become anything. Let's go on to verse 3. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. So, you know, there's a difference between giving. You can give a lot for recognition, for, you know, trying to earn points or whatever you want to call it, but in a selfish way. And if it's not, if we can give all we want, we can do all the good we want, but if it isn't, if we don't have charity in our lives, if we don't have that agape love, it doesn't do. It says here, it profiteth me nothing. There's no blessing to us at all for all those things that we could do. And it was very sobering to think about. The last part of the verse says, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, you know, as I thought about it, I thought, you know, there's a very real possibility that that could happen to a person you think you wouldn't, or that somebody wouldn't, that you wouldn't be a martyr if you didn't have that strong fortitude, and there's an aspect of that is true, but the fear of men and what people will think, and thinking that it could help us, you know, save our soul, I could see that it could happen, that somebody would literally give themselves like that and still really not have the real love of God in their life. And that, yeah, what a tragedy. The only way that all those things can be of any blessing to us or to the people around us is if it is mixed with love, if God's love is in it. So, I'd like to take a look at some of the fruits of charity, some of the things that we see in a life that has charity. And I was very, very struck and humbled. And as I looked at some of these things, and I seen a lot of room in my life to grow. And so some of these were definitely a conviction to me that I, you know, areas that I need to work on. We'll just start here in verse 4. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. So, suffereth long, charity suffereth long. Strong says patience, to exhibit internal and external control in a difficult circumstance. So, I was thinking about my life when I'm going through life and something happens or I'm in a difficult situation, and my action or my response in those instances, is it long suffering? Is there patience even when it is a difficult situation? It'll take an offense a lot. Verbally, long suffering will take a lot of offense, verbally and physical abuse, before there's anything that happens. It's like the definition was long patience. It's patience, but it was plus patience, if you know what I'm saying. I don't know how to say what I'm meaning there, but I was challenged as I thought about that. Is that an attribute in my life? And if it's not, then do I have charity? Is that love in my life if the fruits of that love aren't in my life? kind. It says, on down there, it says, and is kind. I think we all know what kindness is. It's an action. It's not just a thought. Charity is kind. We'll keep going. Envieth not. I think we all know what envy is. Wanting what others have or others' reputation or something like that is envy. And it charity envieth not. There's not envy in charity. And so if envy is in our life, I wonder if charity is. I was really struck by those things. Vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. In short, I think that's pride. It's puffed up, gives the feeling of being exaggerated or boasting. Actually, vaunteth is also a boasting form of boasting, and that was a challenge to me too. If I'm telling a story or I'm talking about all the things that I do or everything I've done, and it's all about me, is that charity? And if it's not, you know, what is in my life? Are these things in our lives? It's a question I have for all of us. Verse 5. Does not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. So, unseemly there is pretty much just decency. So it acts decent, it's polite, however you want to say that there. It's not wild. It's not foolishness. It's decency. That's an aspect, or that's a part of charity. Seeketh not her own. It's not out to see. Charity is not out to see what it can get for itself, or what I can get. You know, either in the form of a name or glory or whatever. It's out to help others or to be a blessing to others. It's not seeking what it can get for itself. Not easily provoked was a challenge to me as well. To be greatly distressed, angered, or irritated. How often do I get irritated, even though, you know, maybe they really did do something that was quite unhandy, but not easily provoked is not to get irritated very easily in the form of a million different things, whether it's in our, you know, in our family, whether it's when we're driving down the road and the people we meet while we're driving, whether it's the people at work, wherever we're at. If we get angered or easily irritated, that's definitely not easily provoked. And I was really challenged by that. It's something that I struggle with sometimes, is to be irritated at little things. I let things get under my skin and I shouldn't. And that's not charity. And if that's in my life, then I'm concerned if charity's in there. And I think we need to take a look at our lives and see if these things are in there. Me, first of all, because they're not the fruits of charity, so then what fruits are they? Thinketh no evil. Charity doesn't think bad thoughts, not even towards its enemies. If we're thinking evil, if there's evil thoughts going through our mind towards an individual or towards a situation or something, that's not charity. It's not a fruit of charity. And it doesn't wish bad on anybody or anything like that. It's even if they are our enemies, it doesn't wish bad on them. It doesn't mentally degrade it. Even I was thinking, sometimes I may not verbally say something, but even if my thoughts are degrading or negative, That's not charity. It's not a fruit of charity. Let's go to verse 6. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in truth. Do I enjoy wrong things? This is a question I had to ask. It's charity doesn't enjoy wrong things. And to make that a bit more practical here, you know, in this day and age, we have a lot of access to all kinds of things. On the internet, we can watch videos, we can read the news, and we hear a lot and see a lot of things, of people who are doing things that are not right, that are evil. And I wonder, do we rejoice or enjoy the things we see and hear, you know, that other people are doing? I don't think that's charity either. It's not, charity isn't something, charity doesn't enjoy the evil that other people are participating in. You know, I didn't do it, I just watched a video of a guy doing it, but I enjoyed it. I don't think that's right either. I don't think that's charity. I was really challenged by that. There can be a lot of things out there that we don't participate in, but maybe we watch other people do them or read about them, and then what goes through our minds? Are we happy that this happened in this situation, even though it was wrong? You know, I was really challenged by that in my own life. We need to, those are not fruits of charity in our lives. Also, another aspect of that is charity doesn't rejoice when it sees another brother or another individual stumble or fall or have problems in their life. It's charity wants to encourage and wants to help. That's the fruit of it, is it wants to help. It doesn't rejoice not in iniquity is also there, you know, when there's something that happens bad towards individuals, people we know or brothers in the church. What is our attitude towards that? But what charity does rejoice in is in truth. It says rejoiceth in the truth. It rejoices when it sees God's word going out, when there's truth being spoken. That's what gets it excited. When we see that there is truth going out, when we're reading the word, or when there's justice, that's when charity is rejoices. I think it's I was challenged by that. If, you know, is that what gets me going, or am I excited to see those things? And if not, then do I have charity? Going on to verse 7. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. The word beareth there, the Strong says to put up with, stand, endure, to protect, and to cover. And I think that, you know, obviously that's in a conscience. You know, we can't go beyond what our conscience allows, but we oftentimes, how quick am I to go after somebody who I feel has wronged me, or how much do I need to talk about the fact that this individual took advantage of me, or I was mistreated? Charity beareth all things. It protects the individual. It's not out to see them get hurt. It's only out for their good. Charity just accepts it and thinketh no evil. If we go back to the thinketh no evil, it doesn't meditate on the bad things that were done to me. It accepts these things that were done, where I was misused or wrongly used. I was really challenged by that as well. Going on down, believeth all things and hopeth all things, I think are tied together somewhat here. These two, This don't mean believe everything you hear, whatever somebody tells you, but it's expecting the best out of people, trying to. It's kind of in the form of having faith in an individual or in people that, you know, you're thinking good of them and you want, you believe the good things you hear. And I think one of the things that where this can apply to our life is we can often become really critical of a situation. You know, maybe a bad thing happened once or maybe it happened twice, and now when something happens, we automatically are like, yeah, well, you know. Or we hear that something good happened and we're like, I'm not sure if I believe that. We don't really know if we want to believe the good things we hear. And that's being critical. And that's not believing all things or hoping all things. That's looking at the bad side of an individual or trying to pick out the bad parts of things, not listening or not trying to... that's not charity. It's not a fruit of charity at all there. Charity and goodwill always hopes that these things are true, that you're hearing it, and it tries to help those individuals. Endureth all things. And enduring goes somewhat here with beareth all things. And I think it goes a bit farther in some ways. It also uses the word to in the Strong's. It uses the word stand firm in there, and it's fortitude to stand strong and to accept the things that happen to me as things that happen. And try to go on and not necessarily go after the individuals or try to get revenge or, correct the thing or whatever we tend to do when we're wronged. That's not charity. Charity endureth all things, as it says here. Going on to verse 8, charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecy, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, they shall vanish away. Here it says, the first part, it says, charity never faileth. If we look back at all these things that charity does, these things are always there. It never fails in these applications. Charity is always, it never fails. It'll always carry through and it'll always be there. If it'll never let us or the people around us down if we have true love, true agape love in our lives. There's a lot more that I could have brought on the rest of these verses, but I think we're going to keep moving here. I think just in closing, I'd like to remind us, this was a real challenge to me as I thought about, and I've took these applications and applied them to my life and seen if they were there. I was really, really humbled because there's very many places that it fell short, and it was a real challenge to me. And I just felt like God wanted me to share that all with you all, and maybe we can all apply it to our lives and see if charity is a fruit of our lives. Yeah, I hope it can be a blessing to you. I was really challenged as I thought about those things, because if the fruits of charity aren't in my life, then that probably means that charity isn't either. And I think we've seen in the first part of the chapter that there ain't anything we can do, that if we don't have charity, that it's of any value to anybody. So it's something that we definitely need in our lives. So I think that's all I have. God bless you.